Right now, it is time to be joined by Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find Ruth's stories covering our area in the Republican American in the paper, Republican American on the web, which is rep-am.com. And you can hear Ruth here just about every single Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth, and happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much. Yes, we started our holiday last night, lighting the menorah with the grandchildren and dreidling and all that good stuff.
Yep, the menorah was lit on the Sharon Green last night at 4:45.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad Carl Shayette did.
Yep, probably.
Yeah.
I love it. People always, every once in a while, people go by and say, some of the lights are out. You light a candle for each day.
right. So it's post-Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys got more snow than we did up there.
You know, it all depends where you were. Some portions in Canaan got a trace. I know at my house we got 5 inches. Some places got 8 inches.
I heard it was 6 inches up in Massachusetts.
Yep.
I mean, it was just, and Kent got dusting maybe. Or a little drop more. But winter's here.
Yeah, it was all elevation based, basically.
Exactly,
so.
Yep. But nice Thanksgiving Day festivities went on. As usual, the Pilgrim House was filled with a community dinner on Thursday. It was only takeout, but a group of volunteers comes together and a group of donators and put on a real feast. And it's always very nice to, and again, as we always say, it's not just for, you know, anybody poor or anything. It's just people who want, in this case, it wasn't much camaraderie, but they got a lovely meal, and they did have, people I spoke with were joining together for the meal.
Hey, I can tell you, this year is the first year ever that I didn't make a full turkey. I made a turkey breast,
mm-hmm.
And it was so much easier. And I think even though it was takeout, it's the same thing. It's so much easier for people, especially when you're alone or there's only two of you, to do something like this and to have it be free is just shows the dedication of the people that live around here.
Exactly. And I spoke to a lot of people who said, we're celebrating over the weekend, our relatives aren't here yet, or whatever the reason, but it was lovely and it sure looked good. It was very nicely done. And they deliver. They did home deliveries to people who couldn't come out. So kudos to all those folks. And as we look forward now towards Christmas, we have all sorts of fairs and tree lighting. So I did not make the Parade of Lights in Canaan last night because of Hanukkah, but I'm sure it was a big success.
They even had storefronts lit up during the parade this year.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Very nice. So next week, Sharon does its thing. Lots of activities on the green with the library, the tree lighting, the historical society, and Salisbury Brass Band is going to be out and about. They were out last night. They'll be out next Saturday.
And 1,200 luminaries will be on the green. 1,200.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Terrific. Good.
In Lakeville, they're going to have a hometown holiday at the Lakeville Hose Company on Saturday as well. It begins at 11 o'clock with a vendor's fair, and then Santa's going to be there later on. They're going to light the tree and everything like that.
So that next Saturday as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Parade of Lights down here in Kent is also next Saturday. So December 4th, busy, busy time. Had the story on the new resident trooper in Canaan, and Spencer Bronson has been named. He's very excited to be there, and as is Will Veras in Salisbury. So we have two new faces that we'll be following. Will Veras has his canine buddy Dexter, which is also very exciting for the town. There are also two new faces at Town Hall. George Martin, a familiar person in Canaan, has taken on the CEO's position. And Melissa Powell from Torrington is the new social services director. So Charlie Prati is happy to have filled some of those spots. Down here in Kent, our social service director, Leah Palero, is leaving, and the search committee will begin working to fill that spot. She'll be leaving in January. I understand there's a new social services director in Sharon.
Yeah.
So it's that time. We're just seeing a lot of old faces leaving and new faces coming on, and a lot of changes. And we'll keep people posted on that. Also down in Kent, there's some store changes. Kazi's, our pizzeria, is thinking about moving to the site of the Kent package store, Wine and Spirits, because that place is moving to another facility spot on Bridge Street. So while there was an application before planning and zoning for Kazi's to change the use in that building from restaurant to from retail to restaurant, they finally withdrew. Planning and zoning commissioners said they ought to wait until the place is vacated before an official application is put through. So there's going to be some movement here on Main Street in Kent.
And I want to mention that the midday music meditation at the Salisbury Congregational Church happens this Friday from noon to 12:30. And, of course, on Saturday, Friday is the drop-off, the big Swassa ski and skate sale.
Right. Yes, right. That's always a big... That's a huge boon to people who...
when you got kids or family members that age, and it's very expensive to
exactly.
keep going full price each year.
Exactly. And so that's at the firehouse, and they do a great job with swapping out skis and skates and everything else, as well as new equipment. And all the funds go towards programs, youth programs for skiing at Swassa. And Will Varis, the... Resident Trooper is also holding a toy drive, the first in Salisbury. That's 10 to 2 on Saturday as well. So busy, busy time. And just on Thursday, there's going to be an FOI forum down here with Tom Hennick from FOI and Randy DiBella, our town attorney. These are really important meetings, not just for those who serve on boards and commissions, but you and I know how important it is to know what board members and commissioners can and can't do. And I would urge people who don't know, who are just getting on or just interested, to attend.
We remind people also that in Cornwall, the annual Christmas pageant is Saturday at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so
it's just,
there's something everywhere.
Everything's back this year, which is kind of nice. It was kind of quiet last year.
Otherwise, I don't have any meetings other than that, Marshall.
There's a few meetings, but you know, not many. There's in Sharon. There's the today the Planning and Zoning Commission at 5:30. The Kent Building Committee Center School is 9 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's meetings like that, but nothing
no,
huge.
It's the last week of the month, and as we know, that's kind of a quiet one. But come next Monday, oh boy, we are packed full. Next week is going to be a real. The real push before the real holiday season. And just to remind people, there is a hospital update on December 14th that via Zoom. It's that community update, and I would recommend people sign up for that if they're interested, obviously, in what's happening in at the hospital.
And remember, the Housatonic store is open with trees and everything every day now till December 23rd.
Yes, I was up there on Saturday. It was a buzz. The stuff is going out real quickly. And if we remember last year,
they
had to close early because they sold out. I would, again, urge people to get up there and buy their stuff. And it's beautiful stuff, trees, wreaths, poinsettias. The kids were doing a grand job. So.
All right, Ruth, I want you to have a good week. And
you too, Marshall, and stay warm, and hopefully are we snowless for a while now?
Yeah, at least through the next weekend, it looks like. So.
Very good.
All right,
okay,
Ruth.
Have a good week.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find her stories in the paper at rep-am.com.